Good.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, and this is Hour 3 on Wednesday. This is the 5th of February 2020, and we have Jonathan Gray, who will be on in momentarily from the website beforeus.com. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, formerly on Genesis Network, Republic Radio, Rents Network, and CRN Talk Radio. I'll be going back with my radio show 12 to 3, 2 to 5 Central, 12 to 3 Pacific, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And, of course, I do video podcasting out of New York City worldwide. I can do up to 5 sites in high definition on audio, and many, many people on video, on audio. And but then on video, I can do up to 5 sites anywhere in the world at the same time. This allows us to use the Vimeo podcasting system and live stream to YouTube and Facebook instantly. So we are live instantly all over the world, and people can listen on their and watch on their iPad or iPhone or whatever. I'm going to bring up Jonathan Gray, who's one of my favorite guests and Christian authors and archaeologists. We have his picture of his website up. Jonathan, we've done some amazing shows recently. I'd like you to tell us what topic you want to cover today.
Well, I thought we'd cover one of the amazing discoveries that are actually portents of the end times. The discoveries of Noah's Ark, Jesus Christ himself said, would be a sign, a memorial for the people who live in the end times. Likewise with Sodom and Gomorrah, and likewise with the discovery of Pharaoh's lost army on the floor of the Red Sea. And then following that, after the Israelite slaves were freed, which is a typical prophetic symbol of what's coming in the future. The New World Order will be oppressing those who are faithful to God's word, but they will be delivered, and the people who are doing the oppressing will be destroyed.
Right.
That's in the prophecies. Now, after the rescued people were rescued from the sea, from Egypt slavery, and then through the Red Sea, they came to a mountain called Mount Sinai, where the Ten Commandments were audibly presented to a whole nation of people to be given to the world. And not only that, they were written by the finger of God himself, which means that on stone they are meant to last forever as a symbol of God's requirement for all mankind, the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Now, Mount Sinai is a very interesting subject, and we'll deal with that today.
Now, I can go to different parts of the site, so if you want to direct me, I'll go to those pictures and parts of your site, because I have it up now, and I blew it up so it's large on the screen live, so anywhere in the world people can see this live on their iPhone. It's also be archived immediately afterward and converted to MP3 so they can listen on the audio as well. Where should I go on the site? Because I have the main page up right now. We also have the DVD special on the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. That's and also the order of the thing called Dead Men's Secrets, and you can go to the ebook store as well. Shop, which is a link up in the upper left-hand corner in a big pink block. Where should I go if you want me to go for pictures on this?
Oh, I have not put up pictures of the Sinai. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Is there a list of there's a bunch of topics here on the front page that talks about you get the joy of discovery. Now, one of the things about the Bible, and I think the reason why God does this, is the authors are not the prophets or the apostles or even the scribes. It's God himself. And God sits in a place. I learned this when I was 8.5 years old, when I went to heaven, and I had a near-death experience when I had an artery cut in my throat by a tonsil surgeon, a French surgeon in Colchester County in Nova Scotia 60 years ago. And what Yeshua Jesus told me is that that the gates of heaven are paradise, that heaven is a place where there is no such thing as time. Time only exists in our dimension. To God, there's experience but no time, so he has no past or future. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. There's no such thing as size or dimension either. And people need to start understanding that God, that the ways of God are infinitely always perfect and always perfect grace and judgment. God is the creator, and he's also the destroyer, not Satan. Satan's a perverter. he's the opposer of mankind, and he's the perverter because he wants to teach people that they can do good and evil and still be, quote, into the kingdom, like the false Jesuit Pope that says if you're a good atheist but you do good works, you can get into heaven. That would make heaven pretty hellish, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. It'd be hellish for the atheist because people around him would be praising God and he wouldn't even believe what he was hearing.
Right. You can get free weekly emails, too, if they just put your first name and your email address and you submit that. If you go to beforeus.com, I have it here, so people can get weekly emails. So I'd like you to I'd like you to get into some of the topics about these other issues like the Ark of the Covenant, because I believe the fact that you're exposing this is another end-time sign, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, when God himself came down on Mount Sinai and spoke the Ten Commandments to the whole nation of people, he was actually appointing them to be agents to the whole world at that time.
Right.
If they were faithful, they would take the news of the coming Messiah and God's requirements to the whole world. And that's why he placed them in the middle of the landmass, the greatest landmass on earth, where Europe, Asia, and Africa almost converge. Now, Mount Sinai, in, according to the scripture, is where God shook the earth. But in the end times, the book of Hebrews says that at that time God shook the earth, but now when he comes the second time, he's going to shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. And so he's referring in that prophecy in the New Testament to the event in which he came down on Mount Sinai, and he says that that is a portent of his return, when he will shake the heavens and the earth, and not just the earth as he did on Mount Sinai. So Mount Sinai, like Noah's Ark and like Sodom and Gomorrah and like the Red Sea crossing, so is Mount Sinai a prophetic omen of the end times in which we are living.
Now,
so that's why it's up to date importance is very, very relevant to us.
Now, Mount Sinai is in Saudi Arabia. Now, our Christian ministries can't go to Mount Sinai right now, can they?
Not at the present time, but something is going to happen, which I'll be able to reveal in a couple of months' time. But I will not speak of it now.
One of the things I've heard is that
Is a very important subject, and perhaps I should relate that during one of my British lecture tours announcing the discovery of the different sites, a group of skeptics got an independent investigator, whose name was John Bishop, to go physically to some of the sites to check out some of our discovery claims. And one thing that really upset the skeptics was my claim that modern maps were wrong in drawing Mount Sinai in the so-called Sinai Peninsula of Egypt, and that tourists seeking Mount Sinai were not only being taken to the wrong mountain, but also to the wrong country. And as you just said, Dr. Bill, the truth was that Mount Sinai is really in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Now, John Bishop subsequently contacted me. He was hired by the skeptics, but he contacted me and he said, I travelled to the site of the Red Sea crossing at Nubia on the Gulf of Aqaba, and there I photographed the area, including the pillar supposedly erected by King Solomon during commemorating the crossing site. And having... traveling back through the Wadi Wetur, which was a canyon leading to that spot across the peninsula, to see how this could well be the route of the Exodus and the site of the crossing. However, what then do we make of the Mount Sinai, located 120 kilometres southwest of Nubia, in the same side of the Red Sea as Egypt? All right, next stop, he goes to the official Mount Sinai, and he reported to me that he said, I'd travelled through the desert to find the mountain range and was now standing in line to use the toilets at the St. Catherine Monastery at the foot of the official Mount Sinai. I was not alone, he says. Tourist buses were arriving constantly, bringing Jewish pilgrims from Israel and Christian tourists from all over the world. And standing with me in the queue were a couple from Nigeria. Well, I asked them whether they believed that this was the real Mount Sinai, and from the looks I received, I might as well have been asking them if we were on planet Earth. They had paid out enough money to the tour company to visit the biblical sites to allay their doubts. But I was disturbed. I had hired a car, and I had hired a driver to take me across the Sinai Desert. But one New Testament verse kept bothering me. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. And he quoted, actually, the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 25. And then he said, I voiced my thoughts out loud, and I said to the other tourists with me, but if the Bible says that Mount Sinai is in Arabia, and we're here in Egypt, and he says his voice trailed off, but the implications were obvious. And the Nigerian couple also felt that his words implied something, and they brushed past him into the toilet.
Yeah.
And then he followed the guide. And the guide said, here we are in front of the monastery, and this is Moses' burning bush. Well, he says, I stared incredulous in the courtyard of the monastery about 20 yards from Moses' well. And here, if the monks were to be believed, was the same bush that Moses stood before and heard the voice of God thousands of years ago. Later, I drew a young guide to one side and I said, do you really believe that this is the bush? Oh no, he said, it's a bush that the monks brought here for the tourists.
Right.
Well, emboldened by that response, I challenged him on the Mount Sinai that we were here at, and we were climbing to view. And he shrugged his shoulders. Well, maybe. And I recounted my doubts to him. Well, he says, I wasn't here at that time, so I don't know. And so he closed the subject. And then he said that one other anomaly stood out like a sore thumb as he was visiting the site. The Pharaoh's tombs and mining works that were here. The Bible says specifically that Moses left Egypt before arriving at Mount Sinai. So how can we have pharaonic Egyptian relics at this site?
Right.
Well, it was nagging doubts like this that were convincing me that this was not the mount that Moses met and talked with God, this man told us. But the chances are, however, it will remain the Mount Sinai for the tourists. Whole communities are making their living from it. The monastery receives thousands of dollars in donations. The Egyptian government earns a lot more in tourist dollars and shekels. And the local Bedouins control the touring around the area. And the security here is absolutely astonishing. It's really tight security. And then so John Bishop reported to me, he said, look, while I was asking, too many awkward questions? Attempting to leave Egypt, I was arrested as I boarded the plane. No one would tell me why, and rumors began to be spread among the other passengers that I was smuggling drugs or antiquities, or that maybe I was a terrorist. And the airline prepared to abandon me. My luggage was taken off the plane and I was interrogated for my reasons for visiting Egypt. Well, photographs of the true Nuweiba crossing site that I had taken and small samples of coral that I had taken from the Red Sea, no reasons were given for my detention and the plane prepared to depart without me. And he says, but however, through this I was praying that the Lord would intervene. And suddenly, one policeman appeared who seemed to take my side, and he dismissed all the attempts to find something illegal that I had done.
Right.
That was an answer to my prayer.
Wow.
So, literally at the 11th hour, he arranged for my release, and he insisted that the airline company hold my plane. But still nobody would tell me why I had been detained, not even my guardian angel but he would only say, "We'll tell you next time you come to Egypt, but go now, quickly." So finally, as John was literally on the steps of the aircraft, he asked the airline agent to tell me what he knew. He looked around to make sure no one was listening, and then he said in a voice little more than a whisper, "The police were from the National Security Force. They knew who you were. They asked for you by name. And we thought you must be a terrorist or big-time criminals. That's why we were going to leave you here." Well, John Bishop still says that the tension was still a mystery to me, but I thank God for that policeman who came and answered a prayer. Not only did he secure my release, but he also made sure that I got all my pictures back. So maybe he was asking some of the wrong questions while he was there. And sometime later, John Bishop contacted us again. He said, "I've just returned from another trip to Egypt, and I was arrested again. And the National Security Force again asked for me by name. Searching my belongings, they refused to say what they were looking for, but they seemed particularly interested in books and films."
Right.
"Not anything else."
Wow.
Well, now, that's a fascinating report, and it's absolutely true. That man was hired by skeptics, but his own skepticism vanished when he began thinking about the details and went to the sites himself.
You mentioned also...
Well, I would be worth sharing, Dr. Bill, and listeners would find that interesting.
Now, you mentioned also, and I was scrolling down to show that you have a special up to the 8th of February, and you even get the time to do a free consultation or talk to you if they buy the full package. Can you talk about that for a moment? Because I want to take a break here in a couple of minutes. We'll get a few-minute break, and then you'll stay on the phone. I'll be right back after a bio break, and we'll continue. But I'd like you to explain about this package that you have available for people. And if they purchase it, they can do it either online by a credit card, or if they don't have one, there's a place to click to pay for it otherwise. Tell us what you get in this package, because I think there's a number of books in that package that are e-books, right?
Yes, but I have some DVDs, some videos available too.
Yes, DVDs as well. So you have here, it says, of course, there's five free bonuses for you, okay, so you get those bonuses there. Can you tell us what's in that package you mentioned? Because it shows here bonus number one, which is a government cover-up. Is there a government cover-up regarding archaeological findings? Because the government all over the world are trying to cover this up, that these ancient mysteries are being unveiled, don't they?
Yeah, right? That's right.
And then there's about number two, Solomon's Fleet. We know that you mentioned this to me over years ago, that in fact the Amazon River was called the River of Solomon back thousands of years ago, and there's lots of evidence that the ancient world had high technology that we don't understand. I'm not a Mason, but because I was a very, talented young person, at 21 I finished my PhD research project in bacteriology and oceanography, so I was tapped up by the Dean of Medicine, and 2 years later, the head of hematology asked me at Phi Rho Sigma, Alistair, I was having a steak, just to go to the hospital, and he was going to demonstrate to me that pigs were created as a genetically engineered proxy for human sacrifice because they are hybrid between humans and ancient wild boars. And so genetic engineering was something in the past, including communication and other technologies, which even the building of the Egyptian pyramids couldn't occur even today with our current technology. So you've got a lot of these mysteries unveiled in your books that are amazing, aren't they?
Well, certainly they're all true as well. There's nothing fictitious on the site.
Right. Now, one of the things that I've discovered is that Adam was here 7,000 years ago, but there was pre-Adamic man, because the descendants of Adam married a man in the what's called the valley, the valleys outside of Eden. And what people need to understand is that man has been on Earth for a very long period of time, and previous civilizations fell. One thing you mentioned on your site was a polar satellite that's up in orbit at 22,000 miles, called the Dark Knight Satellite. Well, the first day I worked and was brought to the underground facility at Schriever Air Force Base on July 10th, 1994, the director of Space Command told us about the fact that we had been to Mars and have a colony on there since 1982. We've been on the moon even before the Eagle landed there when they did their Masonic ceremony on the moon. They've been mining helium-3 with a facility there since the early 1960s. We've been on the Mars since 1982 with a colony there. They discovered ancient monuments on Mars. And what happened is on Earth, there was a major pole shift that occurred. We've had Professor McCanny and Mark Gaffney have proven that the North Pole was actually on the southern part of Gaffin Island, and the North Pole rotationally was pointing directly toward a star called Alpha Draconis. And it turns out that Alpha Draconis was called the Dragon Star for a good reason, because apparently all the ancient Druidic peoples worshipped amphibious reptilians that were exoplanetary and extra-dimensional, and these were the minions of Satan, literally running evil on Earth. And that when the pole shifted, it moved the crust of the Earth 1,657 miles, so Antarctica wasn't there. So that's why the ancient maps that were passed from Atlantis to the Alexandrian Library to the Vatican showed Antarctica was actually the southern part of the South America, and it was moved to the position, that's why the Germans were investigating it, called Neuschwabenland, during the Nazis, because the tool society that were running Nazi Germany, because they were occultists, were trying to understand what was going on with the ancient temples. So it's illegal to go to Antarctica. Now, I took care of the South Pole telescope team there for the Pi Meson scope and the Graviton scope. They're trying to map out the high-speed intergalactic communication pathways for faster-than-light travel, because they don't want to tell people the technology we already have that is, if not decades, centuries further ahead of what people think we have, and that the human race has a long history. And we're on the edge now. If we do not repent, we will not protect our planet from either the explosion of a supernova in Betelgeuse, which is in the belt of Orion near that dragon star, that'll trigger off a pole shift or a coronal mass ejection, and that our civilization's hanging in the judgment that God will either give us grace and restore us, or he'll allow the judgment to destroy our civilization. And I believe starting last week, which is the 27th of January 2020, God revealed to me to release information that I had since I was in heaven at 60 years previously about the many worlds God's brought me to. But he also revealed to me that the revelation starting on Monday, which is the 2 days after the Chinese declared the year of the rat in their Chinese calendar, which is a rotational calendar, that the apocalypse or the unveiling of truth is going to get to a major category, because you've had your site up for many years now, Jonathan. How many years would you say it's up? And a fraction of...
Been up for about 18 years.
Right. And the thing is...
The
truth you have isn't necessarily considered center stage by Christian ministries, but it should be. Because it not only validates the Bible, it validates God's judgment. He often does things, he knows the end from the beginning, and he appoints people. And for example, one of the things that God told me when I was a little boy, which I later found out I'm called to be a prophet, is I'm to be like a llama to bring forth other people that are prophetic and apostolic at the time of the end. And that's why I address you as not only Jonathan Gray, you know, ancient archaeologist, you're Jonathan Gray, apostle and prophet. And what you're doing is at the end of the age, God wants to bring truth to the people, because it's the geopolitical, the archaeological, and the spiritual manna to give people hope that God is with us despite the terrible things going on, like the SARS coronavirus, the coming major cataclysms to the planet Earth, and the geopolitical move toward a matrix and a global control system of the Mark of the Beast, which now this year, 2020, by October, is a rule in every country on Earth, including New Zealand, you can't travel without a biometric ID. So we are moving toward 5G network. In fact, one of the major companies will have their 5G satellites up by next month, February. In the next 2 years, 20,000 satellites will allow 5G communication even on the Atacama Desert of South America. So your books are extremely valuable, extremely important, and they not only demonstrate that the Bible is true, but our God is God. They demonstrate that if we do not repent, there's only one God way, God's way. He doesn't negotiate with good and evil. It's either do it God's way or it's the highway. And I don't think people understand that they're in there called Milk and Cookie Church, do they?
No, God's way is the only way. The only way that brings happiness apart from life as well.
Right. So you've got any books in this? You have The Curse of the Pharaohs. Do you want to go over some of these books here? Because these are all part of your bonuses if you buy the whole package, right?
Yes. Well, I'm happy actually to give listeners everything free of charge on the e-books for today.
Wow. So if they want to get an e-book, and of course,
what I would suggest is they go to beforeus.com/shopcart_ebooks.html. And anything listed there will be free of charge, about 50 different books.
Okay, so you're going to do it /shopcart.
_ ebooks, that's EBOOKS dot html.
Wow. So that allows them, if we go to that site right now, it shows the ebook line there. There's a website before us. I'll take that link and I'll put it up for people. So today, they'll only be available for today, though, right? And they'll see the books like the Dead Man's Secrets book.
Only for today.
Yeah. And Secret. And, of course, I recommend people support your ministry, because it's important to support the people that do God's will on earth. That's why we ask people to support our nutritional ministry, because we use that to get our shows out to the various radio networks. To do our video podcasting and others, to provide a lot of free products to people that can't afford or get veterans, and to give them free online or phone consultations around the world. So it's very important. Secrets still ahead of us that you talk about here. The bizarre origins of Egypt's ancient gods. And, of course, a lot of things about this are tied to things like life extension. One of the things that I talked to my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, and Dr. Goldman, and both of them are Jews, but I've converted Dr. Ron Klatz to a believer in Yeshua. And I want to run this by you, because I want to see how you respond to this. One of the things that God did to me, besides taking me up high above the earth to show me a nuclear war coming to earth and chemical and biological warfare when I was a little 8-year-old boy, and I was crying in heaven, and I said, "Why did you show me this?" And he says, he swung around and held my little hands in his hands about 400 miles above the earth. He says, "At the time of the end, you will know, and you will tell my people." So I told the nuns when I get back out of isolation, because I bled to death. I was kept in isolation at home. And when I get back, they told the Monsignor and the Archbishop. And they eventually, when I graduated from medical school in 1977, they sent a priest from the Vatican to offer me a job to work as a doctor for the Pope and the Cardinals. And I turned it down. So they were watching me. I even had a visit 28 years ago before my daughter was born from the Pindar. And I was back in my home in Enfield, Nova Scotia, and snoring in a different part of the house, because I started to have problems I didn't realize at the time was the start of obstructive apnea, was from, you know, snoring. And so I was waking up my wife, so I slept downstairs. And standing in front of me in broad daylight was a man in a $5,000 tuxedo from Europe, with a little gray hair, I'd say late 40s. And I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm the Pindar." He said, "It's wonderful to see you, my son." I said, "You're not my father." He wasn't tall. I'd say he was about 5'9", 5'10". And I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm the Pindar." And he said, "I want you to be my understudy. I've been studying you," he said. "And we know who your genetics and your heritage and your talents. And I want you to be my understudy and take over my position when I ascend as the Pindar, as a chairman." I said, "You're kidding." I said, "What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about." He said, "We have one problem. You wrote the books Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon." I said, "Those are in a laptop in the corner of my bedroom that nobody except my wife has seen. And no one, not even my Baptist pastor, knows about it. So I rebuke you in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." He turned and his face became kind of a little more angry. And he said, "I'm going to kill you, Bill Deagle, and I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart." And I said, "I have three boys, Matthew, Stephen, and Christopher." And he repeated it, "I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart." And I had a chill go down my neck. And I prayed to God. I said, "God, what do I say to him?" He said, "God said to me to say to him, I'm covered by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, because Jesus is not a separate God. He is God in the flesh. He's the incarnation of the Creator of the universe. And I have the signet ring of the Creator and the authority of the Most High God as an apostle and prophet to call forth others in his truth. And I received these books when I was completely ignorant, but the Most High gave me a word to speak and the bravery to literally put not only my physical life in danger, but my internal soul to do His will. And for this reason, I rebuke you. He disappeared in a vortex in front of me, 5 feet in broad daylight. So that day I did a pregnancy test with my wife because I did a Michelle. I had a multi-doctor practice outside the Halifax International Airport. And 6 weeks later, I'm sitting in the ultrasound room at the Isaac Walton Killam Hospital in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And then that hospital, I was trained by Dr. McMillan in the mid-70s on how to read ultrasounds. And we had a joint project with Harvard. We were the first in the world 45 years ago to do ultrasound research. And so I hear the technician saying, oh, oh, oh. So I walk over to the monitor, and I could see nuchal thickening, which is a marker of Down syndrome. There was no handle, so I knew it was a little girl. And I looked and saw a giant heart defect called an endocrucian defect, and I started crying, and my mouth dried out, and I realized that the monster had touched my little baby girl. And so the radiologist said, you have to come to my office. So we went down to her office. She said, you need to consider abortion. This baby may not even survive birth. And if it does, it'll need a feeding tube because it probably will be so weak it won't even be able to feed. If it does survive birth, it'll have to be born by C-section. So I paused and I prayed and said, God, what do I say? And God said to her, tell her that Sarai, the wife of Abraham, cried in the tent for your daughter 3,000 years ago, for a little daughter of Israel and a descendant of Moses of ancient Israel, of ancient Egypt. And when I said that to her, she literally turned around and walked away without saying one word. Now, my daughter, at 6 months, had her first surgery, and she lost 4 ounces in weight from her birth weight. And she nearly died, and God told me to go down to the ICU, and I saved her from an umbilical catheter popping out of her chest. And then 2 years later, her heart was now the size of an adult heart. Now I was working in Colorado Springs, because God sent me to Colorado, the city from which the Mark of the Beast would come, which is Colorado Springs and Falcon. And this time she was dying. So I prayed, and God said, bring her to the Children's Hospital, and we got Dr. McMillan to be the heart surgeon. And that night, waiting for her to go to surgery the next day, I prayed in the Christopher House beside the Children's Hospital in Denver. And I asked for Jesus to show up, and He did. He literally walked through the sidewall in the spirit and talked to me face to face and told me that the words the surgeon will say the next day, that I put in 4 sutures. I didn't need to do a heart valve transplant. It's a miracle. I cannot explain it. Her heart is healed. And word for word, after 7.5 hours in the heart-lung bypass machine, Kelsey came out of heart-lung bypass, and she's never been on a heart drug in 24 and a half years. She walks 2 hours a day on the treadmill. Her scars in her chest are completely healed. She is super healthy on supplements since before birth. And the Lord God has saved my little girl. It's the sweetest human being you've ever met in your life, Kelsey Maria Deagle. She's very smart, high-functioning, runs her own iPad and her computer, does treadmill 2 hours a day, travels with us all over the world when we do traveling and cruise lines or whatever, and is super intelligent, keeps her room and her organized in an amazing fashion. So people have to understand that killing the unborn and killing especially people with Down syndrome in socialist countries like Norway and Sweden, there hasn't been a Down syndrome child born there because of genetic blood testing and ultrasound in 10 years. And they destroy other children too, even if they just see nuchal thickening on their ultrasound. So people have to understand, whether it's me, where I've been literally resurrected, I'm 4 and almost 5 times now from birth to be still able to talk now. I had my birth, I called DOA, 68 years ago. I was born dead on arrival at Providence Hospital with a golden veil over me. At 8 and a half, I had a near-death experience where an artery was cut in my neck, and I went down the tunnel of light to meet Jesus and God Himself face to face. At 5 years ago, I had put on 90 pounds and was dying in terminal heart failure in 1 week, and God resurrected me, and I got completely healed of that. And then in January, I had woke up and I couldn't see out of my left eye, and I couldn't feel the entire side of my body. So I knew I was having a terminal stroke, and I asked God, I said, you're going to let the devil take me, and He healed me again. And then just a month ago, I came down with the flu virus, and all of a sudden, I lost all the hearing on my right ear. Got so much vertigo, I couldn't even stand up unless I used a walker. And God's resurrected me from that. So the devil wants to silence me because he wants me to not bring forth people like you, Jonathan, or what I call a genius. You're driven by the spirit of truth and consciousness. and you're willing to ask questions that take you out of your comfort zone, which is why when you were questioned by that Scientologist years ago, you investigated the astrology and realized the star signs before the Babylonians perverted it indicated that God was going to incarnate in human flesh on earth. So there are not three gods, there's only one, like the mezuzah on your door if you're an ancient Hebrew. The First Chronicles, there's only one God. And what God showed me 60 years ago, he told me not to talk about until this last weekend, is that God has, he's told me, and he told me to tell the nuns this one fact, that there's more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand in every beach in every ocean and every lake in the world, and that the known universe we have is an elemental particle in a hydrogen atom and a water molecule and a butterfly where he is still God, and that every atom and particle in us is another universe where God is limitless, and that he has literally visited and incarnated in these worlds all across the cosmos. And because there's no time in heaven, he took me to tens of thousands of worlds with both human and non-human beings that knew and had wisdom from the Most High God, because he literally incarnated on their worlds. So as we spread onto space, we realize it's our destiny to become called the Queen of Heaven. So my ancestor Moses brought the Hebrews into the desert of the Middle East to sanctify them and make them his people. And he's prophesying to bring me forward, to bring forward prophets like yourself, to prophesy the marriage supper of the Lamb, where God is going to marry and fuse his eternal spirit with our souls, none of us individually like the crazy Mormons, but collectively when we become trillions and quadrillions of human beings spreading across the cosmos to distant worlds thousands and millions of light years from now, and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years from now, that we will be the Queen of the Heavens, doing only God's will across the vast universe and prophesying mankind entering the desert of the eternal sphere of the entropic world of space-time, where he will be bringing order into the chaos, but it'll be a godly order, not a luciferic order that Satan and his minions do here on Earth and wish to do in space, which is why other beings, such as the Draco Reptilians from the star system Orion and other evil beings, the fallen ones, do great evil against us in God's kingdom in this realm, as well as the realm of consciousness where he resides now, having been thrown out of the realm of the infinite, supernatural, eternal realm, where the God himself exists in eternity. So what we're facing right now is, this is the end of the age. This is not a preview. This is not a warm-up. It started last Monday, this is the 27th, and the unveiling is going to release people like you as a major prophet. People are going to start giving it respect. And I used a comedic statement by one of the Hollywood comedians years ago. His name is Rodney Dangerfield, that he would always say as part of his act that no one gave him any respect. You've had a portion of respect, but it should be thousands of times more, Jonathan. People should respect the research you've done, the archaeological digs you've done, your colleagues you've known, that this reveals that our God is God. Can you add to that, please?
Well, what you say about God is absolutely correct, and he's the only one that counts. Everything that we focus our attention and our affections on should be related to him and what pleases him. After all, he's the one who made us. He's the one that sustains us. And when we go to sleep at night, he's the one that keeps our hearts beating securely and our lungs breathing.
One of the things
we don't have any conscious control over that.
When I recently got sick, I asked God, if I'm his good servant and son, why do you let me suffer? Because there are times when you start to feel like you feel like God has left you. And when God lets you suffer, it's not so he can make you suffer so you start to go away from God. He wants you to understand you're totally dependent on God. And our planet, our nation, America, for example, is both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. And Zionism is not the evil Zionism of the current state of Israel. I refer to the state of Israel, it's a real hell, because the Palestinians, who are now aggressive Muslims, are genetically, 87% of them, proven genetically to be ancient Hebrews and Jews. The people that run the state of Israel now are Khazars. They used to invade and attack the caravan going from Damascus, Syria, with my ancestors, the Bashaws, that owned it for thousands of years from Damascus to China. And what I see happening is the state of Israel now are wizards. So in 1,300 years in Babylon, they basically become wizards, no different than Saruman the Magnificent. So 28 and a half years ago, I asked for a rabbi in New York to teach me Hebrew. He said, because you're of a Kohanim and you're a Hebrew, I'm going to tell you that Judeo-Christianity is an illusion. We are wizards, we summon demons, we cast spells, we control reality, and you do not understand that. And when you do understand that, do you still want me to teach you? And I said, no, I don't. So I understand now that the state of Israel runs all our intel agencies in America. It's run by people that are, we call, anti-Zionists. They're against God's will on earth. They're run by people that are satanic globalist elite that work with transdimensional and transgalactic evil. And people don't understand that this ancient war has been going on for millennia. It's not just recent. And when God incarnated on earth, he basically put a start to the stop of this war. And this last week was the start of the beginning of the end of the evil on earth and so this portion of our galaxy and cosmos. And your information is that vital that people need to get this. And you can get these ebooks today if they go to that link, which is beforeus.com.
Well, actually, Dr. Bill, I have to make a correction. I've just been told by a technician that he hasn't prepared the site yet. So what I'm going to do is this. If you can cut out the offer I made a few minutes ago,
right,
and replace it with this offer,
right,
that as from the 10th of February through to the 29th of February, in other words, the last two-thirds of February,
right,
that site will be up and it will be available free of charge, everything on it.
Are you
because my technician was not ready for what I was going to offer today,
right,
that's why we're making this increased offer. If people will be patient and not complain or email me if they can't download it today,
right,
please accept this offer from the 10th of February to the 29th. Everything on that page, about 50 books, is free of charge.
Well, now, there are other things you can purchase as well to support your ministry, which I think is important, but that's amazing. And I'm going to go through some of the titles of the books, and I have them up on the screen now. Dead Men's Secrets. It talks about surprise discoveries in the lost cities of the Dead Sea Floor, Jungle and Desert Sands, giving up 1,000 forgotten secrets. Technology has vanished. Could this be super race that beaten us to the moon, developed computers, and nuclear war? For example, I have contacts in India that's totally separate from religion. That besides Bombay, India, there's a 12,000 square mile area where they still sell trinkets of sand that was converted by a nuclear blast as long as 12,000 years ago or longer. I was taught when I was at Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, by the Director of Space Command that the Dark Knight satellite has been up estimated between 13 and 35,000 years, five times the size of the U.S. International Space Station, and that they have not gone inside it, but they know it's fully man-made object. And people have to understand, our civilization has fallen in the past with humans because we did the will of Lucifer and Satan and his minions rather than the will of God. And when God brought Adam to earth and brought Adam man and tried to create a new empire on earth, an Edenic covenant, that covenant was broken by Eve first and then Adam because they believed Luciferic principles, which are the basis for all Masonism. And the thing that I teach people that recently the people don't guess in the church is most good works on earth are done by high-level Masons, but they also do all the evil. So when we even see good works being done by Donald J. Trump, he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason whose Masonic name is Apollyon Rising. He's the man that's there to try to resurrect the Martian population and to terraform Mars. And that's why all over his apartment in New York at 66th floor near Central Park, he has Apollo everywhere. And the reason is because he believes that he's the prophetic one to bring forth Space Force, which is identical literally logos of the U.S. of the Star Trek Starfleet Command. And people have to understand this. These high-level Masons run everything in the world, and they believe their version of reality, which is entirely Luciferic, is the correct one. And they do good and evil, just as Donald Trump has done more good works than any president in the last 100 years. A few things he's done that are evil are, number one, he proposes a peace treaty, which is the abomination that desolates, we talked about in the last hour, with Lowell Ponte, which would give a desolation or land to an enemy, which is Islam in Palestine, and a corridor to the West Bank. He also gives them a East Jerusalem to have their own temple there, which and the Jews to be able to, and the evangelical Christians I call evil jellyfish, to build a temple and a blood sacrifice of animals, which is an abomination against the blood of Yeshua, God in the flesh, that paid the ultimate price So having any kind of temple with animal sacrifice is an abomination against God. And the desolation is to give territory to your enemies, which are the Muslims in Palestine and the territorial people of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Emirates they're now allied with in Israel. So we're at the time of the end now. We have the secret 64 secrets still ahead of us about secret formulas that could revolutionize modern aviation, construction, and medicine. Mysteries of a lost world, 64 secrets ahead of us. Bizarre origins of Egypt's ancient gods. The book, the book down here, The Lost World of Giants. And the research, for example, I think you mentioned in previous shows that when they looked at the place in Turkey when Noah and his sons came out from the ark, that that the ancient ones were much taller than us, that it's estimated that Adam was probably 18 feet tall and Eve was 13 foot 6, and even Noah and his sons were giants by comparison to us, weren't they?
They were.
Right. And some of those giant characters were passed on. My ancient ancestor, the Deagle, that we came down to serve the King of France in the Middle Ages. Well, the average King of France was 5'3" to 5'4". My ancestor, Deagle, Diagle, who is a Norwegian king, he was 7'9". And they're not giants, they're Nephilim. It's the natural state of mankind to be healthier and live longer. And one of the end time science workers was my Jewish friend now, who's now a believer, Dr. Ron Klatz, after years of being his friend and he's sharing these surprising secrets, including yours. He's a believer in Yeshua HaMashiach, and the fact is he founded the Academy 26 years ago to bring back anti-aging, and God promised me to give me the keys to the life extension, which I have my first product in the world called Red Deer Velvet DR that brings Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand, your home country, puts in a special capsule gel so it's not altered, and it supplies you the same biomolecules as when you're a fetus, because the only time when you don't physiologically age, but you age chronologically, is in utero. And when they cut the umbilical cord, it's not your birthday, it's actually technically your death day, because the only day you start to die is when they cut your umbilical cord. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
And that everybody's a fractional clone of their previous self, so all of your tissues over a period of time, as little as 4 days to years, are changed. So you're a fractional clone, so no one's older than a seven-year-old physiologically. Everybody, no matter how old they are, because I think you're 80 now, you're a previous clone of your seven-year-old self 7 years ago. Memories are passed on, your soul is the same, but the physical body is regenerated, just like every cell in your skin and your bowel wall and so on is changed as little as 4 days. And those signs are signs that he also gave me, the epigenetic frequencies, which I have for the first in the world based on advanced knowledge that God gave me in quantum mechanics when I was in heaven, which is why I beat 7,000 people in a scholarship for MIT in plasma nuclear physics from grade 11 in 1969. I didn't go in to make nuclear weapons, but I gave my first lecture in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists called Phonon Maser Cytogenetics, who was working on the technology of how to control pain from technology I got from my colleague, who was actually a part owner of the Calgary Flames hockey team, because I was their doctor. And he brought machines over from Europe, and I had worked with a PhD electrical engineer and developed a machine called a Dynatens, which I'm going to repatent. I got patents in 1986. I discovered the primary pain gate in the skin called the Langerhans gate that regulates pain. And later on in 1997, I developed with Dr. Jim Hedgecock how to map pain out, A delta and C fibers. He already had the U.S. patents and FDA approval for subjective nerve mapping. I had objectivity. But God gave me the keys to the Edenic frequencies, which I now have, because the Garden of Eden had 4,000 times the Schumann resonance of modern day, which is dropping really rapidly as we're heading toward a pole shift. And the one of the things that God's going to do is restore the Edenic frequencies, because if you travel in space without the Schumann resonance frequencies, your DNA turns off. So God, one of the end time signs is that God is going to restore the years of mankind to extend the lifespan. And he said in the book of Revelation that though a man dies or woman at 100, it shall be considered the years of a child. So in the future, 100 centenarians shall be beyond the average, and that most people will not be dying at 5, 10, or 20, or 50, or 70 years of age. They will be considered, even at 100, the years of a child. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
So you have your other books, The Magic of the Golden Proportion. Now, why is this important, the Golden Proportion? Because this deals with basically the vortex math and the Fibonacci frequency sequence in a spiral, doesn't it?
Yes.
Can you talk about that? What's in this? Because you show a picture of a little bee there. Because the vortex mass allows the smallest living things. And this identical design is not only found in every living thing, but also in the structure of the universe and the galaxies, isn't it?
Yes. The golden proportion is right through nature.
Right, and God did everything. It's amazing. You know, God has a sense of humor, but the beauty of what God created is so beyond the intelligence of the average mortal mind. And the problem with people is they don't want to ask better questions to realize the glory of God, and that every heartbeat we have and every oxygen molecule and every gene we have is literally the song of DNA. That's why I developed my technology. I call it the song of DNA. So it's machines like the Sonic Life and the ProGen 3 and the Pearl M Plus machine that can generate a Sabbath Edenic frequency, and the new what's called Magi machine co-developed with Dr. Truat. And these technologies are coming today because at the same time, globalists, with the release of the SARS coronavirus, it's a serious bioweapon. We have the first line defense kit that God warned me years ago, so I have had it for years. I get H5N1, H1N1, and now this virus, by the way, 15% of the people exposed will die, and 83% of those people exposed are going to get infected with an incubation period of 2 weeks. This is the sweet spot of the most dangerous bioweapon in human history. And this was designed in a lab, near Fort Dietrich in Wuhan, China, because they wanted to create a race-specific bioweapon to kill people of the West because they couldn't engage us in nuclear war. And it's now got leaked out of there and caused massive destruction in China. So this is the black swan event that's going to start speeding us toward the events of the end times, aren't they?
That's right.
So you have the mysterious lost cities. I have the book up here, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs. What happened to the dinosaurs? What do you think happened? Because the story about the dinosaurs and mankind is quite, they say it's a big separation there too. But there's some evidence that there were dinosaurs in more modern times, including even, what do they call those things? They're not like bats. What do they call them? The winged creatures.
Pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls. That apparently these existed in relatively recent times, didn't they?
Still alive now.
Right. And they,
both.
Yeah. Right. Amazing. Where do they primarily exist, the pterodactyls?
Pterodactyls in Australia, Mexico, various other places, they're not by any means extinct. And in the Congo and certain parts of the Amazon, the dinosaurs themselves are recorded today in this area, in areas that are usually unexplored by the Western world.
Wow. And, of course, there's a lot of forbidden discoveries. I found out from my contacts that Nikola Tesla got access to a book called The Frequency of the Orbs, translated from the Vatican Library because his father was an Orthodox, a Greek Orthodox monk. But the book originated from the Alexandrian Library that was transferred from Atlantis from ancient times. And this book talked about the frequency of the orbs, which is the basis for a lot of Tesla's work, including creating electricity, electrical transmission, and his super weapons, including the death ray machine, which was picked up by Donald J. Trump in the hotel in the 1940s in New York City by Donald Trump's uncle. So people understand these people are directly tied to the globalist plans. And you talk about the UFO aliens, the deadly secret. You have this in here as well. Because people need to realize that of who these, quote, alien beings are and what are they. And have they visited Earth in the ancient times, and are they part of the sinister legion of Lucifer? Most definitely they are, aren't they?
That's right.
But people don't want to accept that. They have to understand, you've got so much information. I mean, you're like a geological and biblical super genius that's bringing the truth to people, because even things like, even the modern capital for the European Union is in Strasbourg. They even built it on the incompleted template of the Tower of Babel to indicate it's the new Tower of Babel in Europe, isn't it?
That's right.
Amazing. So closing comments, Jonathan. So your special is going to be from the 10th of February through to the end. And if they go there, they'll be
from the 10th of February to February 29. I'll make that available.
That's amazing.
On this page that you're going through now, that whole page of books, over 50 books, will be available.
Wow. You are so generous. I want people to be generous with you supporting your ministry and also reading these books and getting them to their pastors. And actually, the most important thing is to do three things. Number one, ask better questions, because questions come not from the mind but from the soul. Number two, pray on those and get the Urim and Thummim stones for like the breastplate of the high priest to give a yes, no. And number three, when they do that, take action every way. Pray, take legal action, take informational action and letters to the editor, and question your pastors and teachers and your politicians and people that are not repenting before the Most High God, including your leaders like POTUS, Donald J. Trump, who just did the big speech last night. And it was a very good speech, but the problem is it's empty words if he has advisors that are already working with PNEC, Project for the New Century, or our globalists, are tied to big pharma and big biotech, which really are not only this weapon that got released from Wuhan. I happen to know that a lot of the weapons that have been developed in America, Russia, and elsewhere around the world are all designed to actually slay the human race. And if this war gets started, these literally human-slaying super weapons are released besides the nuclear and other weapons. And the human race is not prepared for it. I have the first and only kit in the world that actually will stop all bioweapons cold and will prevent you from dying. Because God gave it to me. And God said this last week, the days of you not receiving respect, Dr. Deagle and your cohorts like Jonathan Gray, Apostle and Prophet Greg Ford, Intel Agent and Christian, Christian Susan Lindauer, and people like Barbara Honegger and so on, these people who put their lives on the line and serve the Most High God, that we are now going to receive respect, but it is a time of such great horror that the population will clamor and pull onto our tzitzit, of our tassels, of our prayer shawl, begging for the next thing that will happen, because in the past they would spit on us or not buy our books or listen or take heed. And the most vile thing you can do on earth is not murder or even abortion. It's rejecting the grace that God gives you through his witnesses. There's nothing, because at the end of grace, there's only judgment, isn't there?
That's right.
Thank you, Jonathan. Any further comments you want to make, and we'll have you back on in 2 weeks' time. This is a very important offer you're giving people.
I just hope that you can, for the recording of this broadcast, you can delete my initial offer for today.
Oh, no,
I don't want people to be flooding me with saying I can't get it today. It's still being charged me. I want people to be able to get it free of charge, and so that offer I've just made is the one to put on air, but not the first offer.
The whole reading and the whole recording is there, so that we've corrected it. We wanted to make sure they know the offering starts the 10th to the 29th. And that, in fact, this offer does not offer today, but it'll be on those dates for everybody. And it's over not just one day, but over literally 3 weeks. So I really appreciate what you did. That's amazing. You're offering that. But do support and buy the other products. Support Jonathan's ministry. Get the truth not only into your actions, but into your soul, the soul of your nation. Because America, if you do not repent, you know, as is a... God gave me the prophecy of the falling of the Twin Towers and the destruction of America. It says, fallen is Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. And that is not only the harlot of the Catholic Church and its apostate Christian churches and their deals now with the World Council of Churches and the Muslims under the current Jesuit Pope that's a devil, but also the political system in America that's now losing its ability to be a constitutional republic based on God, and becoming a demonic realm of evil, promulgating the matrix and the control of the world through the New World Order and Satan. And what I see happening in America is both the duality of the daughter of Zion, God's will on earth, and the daughter of Babylon. That's why I refer to America as Ephraimerica, just like the other Ephraimic nations of New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and Britain. These Ephraimic nations have gone apostate, and God brought judgment on them thousands of years ago and brought them to Isfahan, Western Iran, under the king of Media, and into Persia. And God is going to bring judgment again because we are not repentant. We are arrogant. We think we can't fall like the king of Babylon when it said on the wall of his temple before the invasion of Babylon, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Peres, and Farzi, that your kingdom has been held in wanting and you yourself shall die tonight because it is being invaded under the gates. Thank you, Jonathan. It does an amazing show. Closing comments you want to make about how serious this year is and how much people need to repent and pray every day and get their Bible out, read your books, and find out the truth. What would you want to say today?
Yes, and thank God for salvation, for deliverance. Thank Him in advance. His promises are true. If you forsake your wrongs, you turn to Him, He will be merciful. He will protect you, and He will love you forever.
And it doesn't matter what sins you've done. He is the only one who can take away sin. Good works that we do not take away sin. Only the
That's
Creator.
Right.
Only the Creator
only
can take.
Only He can do this.
Only He can take away sin. And I remember what I said when I went 20 and a half years ago to the Church of Living Waters Fellowship in outside St. Paul, Minnesota. And I said, God, what vision should I give them? And God gave me this vision days before I went. He said, think of two waiting rooms going to the operating room, with some of them with terminal cancer, with fungal tumors hanging out, some others with one or just one fingernail. And in one waiting room, they held a little chit of paper that says, saved by the blood of Yeshua, the Father in the flesh. And the other room, they had no papers, but they all looked identical. They had some of them had fungating tumors coming off their head. Others looked pretty perfect, like movie stars. And God would come down, Jesus would come down, and bring the, literally, as the orderly, would come down with a gurney, grab the people of the waiting room with the paper with blood, with God's forgiveness in it, because they'd repented, and He gave them forgiveness. He'd bring them to the operating room and cut off the evil off their body and transplant His own body and make them whole. And in every case, then the last person was taken out of the waiting room where they had the chits of paper with the blood of Jesus on it, God in the flesh. The people in the other room became very agitated that none of them were taken to be operated on by God. And then as they started to scream out in terror, that's what happened. So the people need to understand this is what's going on in our world, that repentance now or judgment soon. God help us. Thank you, Jonathan. We will be back in a minute here. I'm just going to go over to our website, NutriMedical.com. Do support us. Do pray for us. Pray for me and for my health, because it's been four times and almost five when the devil has taken me out. I'm here to serve you people, and I put my life in the line and my soul 60 years ago in the line when I went back from heaven to save God's people and do His will as a prophet and apostle. And if you do not serve God, and you do not seek His grace, you will unfortunately receive His judgment. No matter how many good works you've done, if they're not done in the will of the Most High God, He will consider you not His child or His son or daughter. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. May I say the Aaronic blessing over you. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Allah. May the Lord God keep you and save you and your nation. May you get your leaders to repent of doing evil and good. May they not cover you with the sins of the fathers, but may be covered with the grace of the Most High God and do His will as we wind down to the time of the end and the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen.